What about the VAT and the hospitality game? It is really difficult for people in the hospitality industry at the moment, especially when you're competing with the Republic. The impact of VAT on tourism here is actually going to be looked at by a group of MPs. Now, it's the Northern Ireland Affairs Select Committee, and they understand that indeed Northern Ireland is at a disadvantage because of the 9% rate in VAT. The 9% VAT rate in the Republic of Ireland. The UK rate is 20%. So if you're charging for something in the hospitality game in Dundalk, number one, you're charging in euro and you're charging 9% VAT. But if you're across in Newry, you're charging in sterling and you're adding on 20% VAT. So it's bound to be very difficult for cross-border tourism. Let me speak to Colin Neal, who's an expert in the field and who's from Hospitality Ulster. Is that the name of your group, Colin?
It is indeed.
Colin, I always think of Pubs of Ulster, but it is Hospitality Ulster. Colin, am I summing this up right, that someone either side of the border would feel exceptionally disadvantaged if you're in the north?
Absolutely. I mean, the Republic of Ireland is our direct market, our largest and closest market to attract tourists, and also a competitor. Because, I mean, not to confuse the whole VAT and exchange rate, but because of the exchange rate and the VAT, we're seeing an awful lot of wedding receptions now from northern people going across the border for the reception and stuff, because it works out about a third cheaper. But, I mean, Republic of Ireland is at 9%. We have 25 out of the 27 EU states have a lower VAT rate than us for tourism, some as low as 5%. And we're competing on a global market. It really restricts our competition.
Do you think you're going to get a favourable wind on this one? I know the relevant local minister, Jonathan Bale, isn't it? He would be in favour of the VAT rate coming down, but I presume the decision has to be made cross-channel.
Well, really, I mean, the Northern Ireland Assembly has passed a cross-party motion supporting our campaign, and that's a campaign we've been active in for a number of years. The challenge is that you can't reduce it just in Northern Ireland. It has to be right across the UK. So that means it's a Westminster call, and it's a hard battle to win when you have the south of England having a very prosperous tourism economy, particularly London. But we are gaining support. We've over 100 MPs now supporting us, and the Northern Ireland Affairs Committee, you know, now their research game will be another push towards that.
What would it mean to a local hotelier or a local public, and would overnight he see an increase, or will the difference in the euro versus the pound always be a disadvantage until something's corrected there?
Well, I think if we look at the euro, I mean, that sometimes is in our favour, sometimes is against us, and we can't get too.
It's a long time. It's a long time since it's been in your favour.
It is. It's been a bit of an uphill struggle with it, you know. But the VAT would make an overnight difference, and it's not just to actually that, you know, the profits of the organisation. I mean, if you look at the Republic of Ireland, they reduced their VAT rate in 9% to 9% in 2011, and they kept it there at their latest budget, citing that it had created 33,000 jobs. So really, this would actually help to create jobs. Now, it's only reducing the VAT on accommodation, food and visitor attractions, so it is a very tourism product. But even if you don't sell food in our sector, the fact we're encouraging more tourists, more people here, even if you're just a pub, that means there's more tourists about to go in and buy a drink.
Aye, and accommodation is critical, isn't it? People want to pay as little as possible. And if they're having 20% added on at an accommodation rate versus 9%, or in other countries 5%, they do feel they're getting a better deal elsewhere.
Absolutely. I mean, it's the first thing. I mean, if you're going to travel away somewhere, if you're not flying, the first thing you look at is obviously how much is your accommodation, what's the quality of it, and then, but also what else is there to do. And I think we can't miss the fact that over 40% of a tourist spend is on food and drink. And if you look at restaurants in particular, they suffer really heavily on food, because food, when you buy it in, is zero rated. So the full 20% of VAT is payable. I'm not trying to get confuse people with a formula, but it means there's a heavy chunk of your bill actually goes straight back to the exchequer on the VAT. So our food sector would struggle the most. And it's against the backdrop of, you know, if you look at our tourism, I say Republic of Ireland, our largest market, you know, roughly about 65% of all tourists in Belfast come from Republic of Ireland. When you go outside Belfast, 80% of all tourists come from the Republic of Ireland. And we're actually seeing now the trend is that, although you see the headline figures about, you know, bed nights are so high, people are staying shorter and spending less. And that's a challenge for us. And the VAT and the exchange rate, yes, add to that challenge.
I suppose you are Hospitality Ulster and you like to see the northern half of Ulster or the Northern Ireland bit of Ulster do particularly well. However, if you get your way, you could make it exceptionally difficult for hoteliers and pubs around the border area, around the likes of Cavan, Monaghan and Donegal. They could suffer if the British government make the decision that you wish them to make.
No, not really. In fact, we're very close to our counterparts in Southern Ireland. No, it's really about, you know, when it comes to tourism and stuff, it's about a level playing field. You know, we're not wanting to damage our counterparts, but we want to be able to compete. And at the moment, we're trying to compete with our one hand tied behind our back. And remember that, you know, the Northern Ireland Assembly target for tourism is to, you know, is to reach 50,000 jobs and £1 billion to the economy. Now, we're sitting now about 43,000 jobs and we're moving, you know, about 750,000. So we've still a lot to go by 2020.
If the VAT does go down by about 9%, can you guarantee that the people you represent will cut the bill by 9%?
What has happened, if you, you know, and the Republic of Ireland is a really good example. Some of the reduction has been taken in, you know, to actually improve the quality of the offer, and the rest has been passed on. But you actually, to, I mean, the government of Republic of Ireland have actually stated if they didn't see it passed on, they would actually put it back up, but they have seen it.
Okay, it'll be interesting to see if progress is made on it. It's only being discussed, I suppose, at a junior level with the Northern Ireland Affairs Select Committee. Do you have any time frame of hope?
Gosh, I mean, I would love to think it would be the next budget, but I think we have to be realistic. You know, with austerity and stuff, it's a long argument. The only good thing about the VAT reduction is that it... once, you know, there would be a hit to the treasure in the first couple of years, but it would actually become revenue neutral very quickly and, in fact, start to be a benefit in extra taxes to the Exchequer quickly. So I'm optimistic, but I know the size of the challenge.
OK, Colin, thank you. Colin Neal from Hospitality Ulster. Are you involved in the hospitality game? How much would you like to see the VAT on accommodation and food at your outlet coming down to 9%, the same as it is in the Republic?